In Second Chronicle, or Second Corinthians, verse number 13, we find, "But such are false apostles, the deceitful workers, conforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Now, not an angel of darkness, he's an angel of light. And it goes on, "Therefore," now any time that you see this word "therefore," it means set up and pay, I'm not hollering at nobody, it means to set up and pay particular attention. God is really fixing to say something, and he's saying something he wants you to pay attention to. It says, "Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to thy works." And then on over in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6 and verse number 11, I want to read you a verse there, and then I hope that God will help us to share this portion of scripture with you, and I hope it'll be a help to you. But in verse number chapter 6, verse number 11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of Satan and folks, listen, I believe that's of the utmost importance in the time in which we're living today. Now, you know, I've never in my life, I'm 80 years old, and I've never seen things like they are now. I mean, in the past, it's already past, but there's things that's happening right now. And a lot of these people, you see, that you see, and they get up and they're calling themselves, we've got some that call themselves Democrats, and we've got some that call themselves Republicans, but now there's a new one that I hadn't figured it out yet, but I heard a fellow use it. He was a socialist. And I don't know what that socialist is. You know, maybe somebody can help me. But what it is it's somebody that the Democrats don't want and or the Republicans don't want. So there's something else, you see. But when I run up on this and I see from the Word of God what God's Word says, even the people that's following after Satan, you see, that they are doing what they're doing, and they're transforming themselves into angels of light. Now, we got a lot of people today that say that they're saved. But see, saying that you're saved and being saved is two different things. And see, we've got a lot of people that say, I run upon some folk, you know, sometimes that they say that they're Baptists. And I said, "Is that right?" And then I asked them some questions, and most Baptists will know. But you see, I find that they don't know that. So they're really not. See, a good Baptist years ago, when you told somebody that you was a Baptist, that meant you believe what this book says. And now you see that isn't that way. We've got these different kind of Baptists. We got those that are pre, post, pan, and off. Pre means before, post means after, and that's where they're going to put the goats on one side and the sheep on the other. And the pan, that's the ones that believes everything's going to pan out all right in the end, and it is. You see, whether you believe it or not, God is still running things. God is in charge. God spoke and all this come into existence. Now the problem that I'm running up on most places is I run up on one little simple word that you know, that a lot of people don't pay a whole lot of attention to. And a lot of them doubt the Word of God. Now, the average Baptist preacher has never read the Word of God. So if the average Baptist preacher hadn't read the Word of God, then the average Baptist hadn't read the Word of God. I don't want anybody to raise their hand now. No, because the average person has never read. I'm talking about when I say the Word of God, I'm talking about all of it. See, there's 66 books, 39 in the old, 27 in the new. And the average person has never read. You know, most of the time, most Baptists will read the ones that's the easiest for them. And I was that way. I was until I read some of those that a little bit harder, you see. And when I did, and the Holy Ghost of God got this whispering in my ear, some truths, you see, that you can find in the Word of God if you read and study it, you see, and you won't doubt. Now we find that they doubt. The first thing that people do today is they go to doubting the Word of God. And like the brother said on that lesson about Psalms, I mean, I'm telling you right now, there are some precious truths in those 150 verses, chapters in the book of Psalms. I mean, listen, and the Lord knows that there are some of the greatest truths that you've ever found in the book of Psalms. And a lot of them, it's not complicated. I mean, you can read it. Some folks say, well, I have a problem reading. I do too. I got one good eye, and it's not real good. And now, you see, they don't stop me. They say that I can't drive no more. My wife has to drive for me. And I mean, that really bothers me, you see. But it isn't nothing I can do about it. I can sit at home and do nothing, you see. But I'm not going to doubt the Word of God. I mean, I'm going to continue to read and study the Word of God. There's some things in the Bible, and I've read it through more than two or three times. There's some things that's found in the Word of God. But see, it's a trick of the devil to try to get you to where you doubt the Word of God. Because if you doubt the Word of God, you won't do what God wants you to do. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And see, faith cometh by hearing. Where did it come from? Come from the Word of God. And there's some truths found in the Word of God, you see. If we'll just read that, you'd be surprised what you can find in the Word of God, you see. But we find here that it's a trick. And see, the devil is trying to get Baptist people years ago. When you told somebody years ago that you was a Baptist, that meant you believe what this book said. But now, you see, we've got those that don't believe this book, you see. A lot of them are going away from this old King James Bible. And I'm a King James man. I don't make no apology to it. I believe that it's authoritative Word of God for us English-speaking people here today. Now, we've got to hear some of it's wrote in Greek, some of it's wrote in Hebrew. I have problems with the Hebrew, and I have problems with the Greek. Why? Because I'm not a Greek, I'm not a Hebrew. I know a little bit. I remember when I went to Bible school years ago, why I run upon some, I tried to take my Greek. I thought I was going to be smart. And I remember alpha, beta, gamma, epsilon, and pi. I remember that pi. Because I love pi anyway, but that's not what kind of pi it's talking about. It's talking about another pi, pi. That's one of the letters in the Greek alphabet. You'd be surprised what you can find in this book, you see. Now, we'll spend more time before the television, hello, than we will in the Word of God. But we find that if the devil can get you to doubt the Word of God, then what he'll do is he'll cause you to get discouraged. And you'll get discouraged. See, today it don't take much. It don't take much to get the average Baptist away from the thing. See, he'll get you to doubt. When he gets you to doubt, you see, if you're not real careful, you run up on something in the Bible, and you'll go to getting, you'll say, well, I don't really believe that. I don't think that's the way it is. Well, if it's in the Bible, then that's the way that God said it was. That's the way God meant for it to be, you see. He don't say nowhere in this book that I've found now, out of the 66 books, it don't say nowhere that I'm supposed to understand. It says I'm supposed to believe it. And you see, we need to, us Baptists need to get back to the old-fashioned way of worshiping God in spirit and in truth and enjoy the good things of God. The more that we'll study the Word of God, the more that God will bless us, you see. And the Lord knows what He's doing, but then they'll get to the place to where they'll be discouraged. And then they'll get to the place to where they'll be what you'd call distress, you see. We got that word distress means anxiety. You know, everybody today is worried about things. Everybody's worried about where my check's going to come from. What are you talking about? Well, everybody's worried about, you know, what they're doing with our money that's supposed to be coming to us. And we think listen, God has got more power than this other crowd's got. God's got more power than a Democrat. God's got more power than a Republican. And God's got more power than a socialist, you see. And all the rest of the crowd, you see. This thing isn't getting no better. It's getting worse all the time. But the Bible says that God, that it's going to be like it. God said it's going to be like it in the last days, you see. We're in the last days. These days of apostasy. You listen to some of these people that get on the television and some of the thing that they say that the Bible says this, but if you read the Bible along with them, you'll find out that they're in error. They don't believe what the Word of God says. And we've got a lot of Baptists today that's gone that way. They're going that route. We've got a lot of them today that believe that they use any kind of version that you want. They say, well, if you use this version or you use that version, you use this other version, I can understand it better. Don't say nowhere in the Bible that I found for me to understand it. I don't understand a whole lot of things. I don't understand why I'm still here. But I know why. Because God's got need of me. God still got need of me. And I'm glad that God still had got something for you to do. Why are you still here? Because God has got something He wants you to do, you see. It's a trick of the devil to get you to doubt the Word of God. And it's a trick of the devil to get you to the place to where that you're discouraged over the least little old bitty thing. It don't take much today, you see, to get the average Baptist out of fellowship with God, out of tune. And see, used to, you know, you mentioned the grace of God and goodness of God. And wow, some of them go, wow! Of course, you know, some Baptists, they don't like that. But I do. I like to see it. I like to see them, you know, cut loose. And years ago, you know, I remember seeing those people, those ladies with them bonnets. You know what a bonnet is, you know, put over your head, and them bonnets, and them ladies would get to shouting, and they'd throw it, that bonnet up yonder, and they'd catch that thing before it hit the ground. But I hadn't seen no bonnet throwing in years. And see, they don't even wear bonnets no more. And you'd be surprised at what's going on today in the name of God. Here's my point. That what it is, it's a trick of the devil. That's what he just read up there in verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles. That word wiles means tricks of the devil. And then we see not only does it discourage you, but it'll get you distressed. And then down in verse a little bit further, you'll find that it also, if you don't read the Word of God and study the Word of God, you'll get defeated. You'll have a defeated attitude, you see. And we got a lot of people today that have been, I mean, have been preachers, have been teachers, have been singers. Thank God for the good singing we had this morning. And thank God for the good teaching that we had this morning. I'm sorry that your pastor is not able to be here, but, you know, God knew that he was going to catch the flu, and he knew that God was going to lay these words on my heart for me to come down here to preach to you the precepts of God's precious word. God knows what he's doing. He's running things, you see. And so we don't know, we might not understand, but God didn't say nowhere for us to understand. He said for us to believe it, you see. And I mean that means believe it all, believe every bit of it. But then we find that you don't need to get to a defeated attitude. And then what it's doing is causing division. amongst our brethren. We got Baptists today that you got the Free Will Baptists, and you got the premillennial Baptists, and then you got the those postmillennial Baptists, and you got the panmillennial Baptists. Pre means before, post means after, and the pan, believe everything's gonna pan out all right then. Did I repeat that? Did I say that a while ago? I'm bad, you know, when I get old, I found out that I get to repeating myself. And I've got to the place where I can't hear nothing. I can't have ear. I have to have, my wife has to say, I have to say, what'd you say? She said, I know you was gonna say that. And really, it's embarrassing not to be able to hear, not to be able to see. But you see, another God still got me here, you see. I'm still a plugging along. Amen. But I'm having the time of my life. Yes, I am. But there's some other things. I'm just going to show you these. I'm just going to say these to you, and I'll let you go to the house. If I can see this, see, I have to have good lighting. We see that there are, these are some of the tricks of Satan. He opposes. He'll get you to oppose the thing of God. I can't even see that. I'll just back over here and go back and show you here again. This text verse over here where it says in chapter 6, verse number 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we see that it's a trick of the devil to try to get us to the place to where we feel like we can't do. God ain't got nothing for us to do. God still got something for us to do. I never will forget that old fella that was blind when they called on him to preach up there, and he got up and preached. Now, I mean, he preached. And didn't nobody else get no help out of it? I did, you see, because I've been going through some things. I mean, physically, I've been going through some things. I've been going through some things spiritually, you see. I've been going through some things. But God had got me through those things, you see. And God's got me to the place now where I can see a little bit out of this right eye, but I can't see good enough. I just can't see good out of it. But I'm still, you see, I can see out of this left eye, you see. And I have some problems with it, you see. But I'm glad I can still read the Word of God. I can still study the Word of God. And God can still bless me, you see. I mean, it's a blessing for me to come down here and be with you folks, just like it was, I said a while ago, with the Sunday school. It was a blessing to come down here to listen to that Sunday school lesson this morning. That blessed my soul. I don't know whether it helped anybody else or not, but it helped me, you see. And I don't need help. I need hoping. How many of you know what hoping means? Yeah, it's like helping, but it's a little stronger than, you know, and I don't need help, and I need some hoping, you see. I need for God to really douse my soul good, and I believe God can. I believe God will, but you see, what our problems are, you see, is the devil will try to trip us up, you see, and bring all these different tricks that he's got. I wish I could read these to you, but I can't see it because my lighting is not quite good enough. I mean, it's good lighting. Don't misunderstand me. It's good lighting, but it's just not good for me, you see. So I can't see sometimes, and I have to get a real strong light to where I can read. But I'm glad, though, that God's got me to where I can still read somewhat. And I'm thrilled that God is allowing me to be with you folk down here this morning. Now, I don't want to see nobody go through what I'm going through with. That's why a while ago that I mentioned, you know, about this thing about flu. I didn't know that all y'all, somebody told me that all of you, most of you had the flu. And that's good that you've got over it, you see. But I didn't know. Now, some folks, you know, they take flu shots, and I take garlic. Well, my wife loves garlic. And so she loves garlic. Well, I'm going to have to love garlic. But she's got me on this garlic, and you see what I done is I doubled up on my garlic after I went through this thing spell with flu. I don't want that flu no more. I don't. I forgot how many pounds I lost, somewhere around 10 pounds in a little over a week. I don't want that no more. But you know, I said that to say this. There are some little bitty things that'll hinder us, or that will cause us to doubt what the Word of God says. And we don't need to be doubting that. We don't need to be discouraged. We don't need to be distressed. We don't need to be defeated. We don't need to be in no division. We need to be what God wants us to be. God, the reason that you're still here is God has got something that He wants you to do. You're here. He wants you to be a witness, you see. And a lot of your Baptists are not witnesses no more. They used to, you know, when you talk to somebody and you mention something to them about the Word of God, then it gives you an opportunity to witness to them and to say good things about the Word of God. And see, we've got people today that don't believe that, you see. They've transformed their, a lot of people have transformed themselves into a defeated position. And I want to be defeated. I want to go into the gate up there. I want them to know that I'm a coming. Now they know I'm a coming. Now some folk will differ with this, but that's all right. The Bible says that there's rejoicing in the presence of the angel over one sinner that gets repented, that repents. And after he repents, you see, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angel. It don't say the angels are rejoicing. It says there's rejoicing. And you know what? Now, personally, this is Harold 2:13. But what I'm saying, personally, I believe that's those saints of God that's already gone on. Are you listening? Because, see, the angels, when they fall forever. Those people that's gone on before us, that's really stood for the truth of the Word of God. They stood for something years ago. When you told somebody you was a Baptist, that meant you believe what this book said. No ifs, ands, and buts. But now you see, when there's one sinner that gets saved, and you had maybe a little touch, a little something to do with that. Why? What it is now, the angels go noise abroad. It says there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels. And what happens, you see, is those angels go over there and go telling them people that some of their loved ones got saved down in heaven. You know what? I guarantee some of them old fashioned folk shouted it all out. I remember some of my friends, Billy Kelly. And it didn't take much to get Billy Kelly to shout. And I've seen him shout. I've bear hunted with him. But them days is gone. And there's Mays Jackson. And old Mays run revival for me. But Mays is not here no more. Billy's not here no more. And I don't know why. That God has left me back here. But then again, I do know God's got something for me to do. And I believe as wore out as I am, if God can use me, I believe God can use you to do whatever it is that God wants you to do. And not be tripped up. I've never seen the like of Baptists today that have been tripped up over a little old bitty incidental thing. I've got some friends of mine that's gotten tripped up. What'd you do? I called them. I've talked to them. I've tried to help them. You see, what's needing today is we got some people that need some help. Just about everywhere you go, you find people that are doubting the Word of God. We got people that are discouraged. They need some help. And see, if you're in the will of God. You're right with the Lord. You're going to want to try to help these people. And there's a lot of churches that's gotten away from the things of God. A lot of your Baptist churches are not preaching the precepts of God's precious word, not like it used to be preached. And what we need to do, us people that God has got back here, we need to find out what the will of God is for our life, and not and pray and ask God to give us the grace that we need, that we might continue to be what He'd have us to be. We might be able to do what He'd have us to do, and not be doubting, not be discouraged, and not be defeated. We can do this if we'll look to Him and trust Him as Lord and Master of our life.